Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Ben Hinder, Amanda, Raw Granavang, Julia Duffy, Linus T, Emma Steiner, Josh, Jill Kozo, Emily Goodrich, Wrong Cello, Rowan Enjol Radical, Paul Gregory, Alex Self, Zyker, Panko, Ali Martins, Kat, Sabrina Howes, Nawal Dark. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today, I have
Ben Meredith
and
Lydia Nicholas.
And we are continuing our weird ancient Rome sojourn. I can't think of the last time I've said that word.
Yeah. And we're doing it while playing
Chris Optrick at Amsterdam.
Yes.
Who's asking? Sasha. Well, like, there's only one other person here, so she knows exactly who's asking every time.
That's not true. Hello, I'm just Alex in their campaign, literally wandering around, messing it up for all of you.
We don't even respect his crime!
You don't even need him. You don't need him. You could just murder him.
You could do a coup.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what. There is some part of me that wants you to become the new Emperor of Rome. It'd completely break the campaign, but seeing a mosaic of Sasha just kind of lounging on a throne appeals quite nicely.
Oh, no, she'd be the power behind the throne. There'd be a shadow.
Oh, so
as they
be,
go past, they'd be like, I recognise that. It'd be the lack of person.
It'd be like looking at like the Bayeux Tapestry, then you're noticing that one of the people in there you recognise. Very 12 monkeys.
You get the arrow going to Harold's eye and you just follow it all the way back. And
the person firing the arrow looks like Sasha.
Wait.
No, that would be Grizzle.
Oh, right.
Did the arrow curve? Wait, who's that behind the hill?
Yeah. Woo!
So, as a very brief recap, you're in ancient Rome. At this point, there is not really much point me going into any further back than that, because you're about as far back as you can go.
Yeah.
Hey, having found that the city's under attack by some Roman-ish people,
yes.
You did get names, but I don't know if you are going to remember them.
Oh, well, no. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Probably some historically accurate Roman generals who did do a rebellion in Rome.
I mean,
one of them sounded Gallic, so...
Galba was the name.
Galba.
That definitely sounds Gallic.
Yeah, effectively, you have witnessed a bunch of Martians, let's not forget, because that's now canon, a bunch of Martians attacking Jupiterians.
Jupiterites.
They have now basically perished a lot, and then you killed Captain America, and that's pretty much where we're at, as far as I remember.
Well, Cicero just ran into this room like an idiot.
Oh, yeah, that is what happens. Let's get a fresh initiative taken, everyone. Brilliant. Let's start how I mean to continue.
Oh, dice in this dice game.
I've got my new little dice pile.
I got a 24. Ooh.
That is a good start.
I'll roll a 20.
That'd be why.
I got a 25.
I realised that you had initiative from last episode, but honestly, I wanted to redo initiative.
Episode. That's fine. You just like the sound of dice.
Well, it's a separate instance.
I also like these initiatives better, so let's keep them.
They are better than they were.
I'd be grumpy if I'd rolled like a one.
With that in mind, Cicero somehow held his action in a weird way. Long story short, Cicero is just running. Sasha, you're up first. It's almost like no one can meet your initiative ever.
Runs after Cicero, but quiet-like.
If you want, you can give a stealth roll, but you'd be taking massive penalties as there have been the sounds of pitched battle and you threw a bomb down here moments ago.
That is 22.
22? With some pretty heinous... On the bright side, there was one natural one in those perception checks. So, you run into what appears to be the remainder of a pitched battle, which is winding down. But I'm going to describe the room first and go from there, because otherwise it's going to be a bit crazy. It's a massive room. It's very, very large. If you are underground, it means that that palace... The hill may be a bit hollow. It is a huge domed room. It does have some supporting pillars as well. And you find yourself stood on, at first, what seems to just be the floor drops off to a hole, and you realise there's some kind of massive hole, and you are on quite a large walkway. Mm-hmm. And by large, I mean like 20 foot. Fully mosaiced. There is a big, huge fresco thing across the ceiling, but I'm going to have to get you to take time to look at it because it's busy and there's lots going on. This walkway appears to go all the way around. You cannot see the far side of this room.
Because it's too big?
Yes. You can see, let me rephrase, you can see some of the torches and braziers and so on the far side, but they are basically specks of light, but they're far too far away.
All right, so this room is proper gigantic.
It's proper massive.
Is it the kind of room where at the bottom of the pit you could maybe keep things as big as dragons?
I mean, hypothetically, yes, but I don't know where you're drawing this from. You also...
Probably just like a puppy.
Yeah, just one really big puppy.
You also see...
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
I mean, I'm going to keep now giving you a description that doesn't preclude it being Clifford the Big Red Dog. There is an enormous set of chains...
Fluffy.
...running from the centre of the ceiling. They drape outwards kind of canopy style to the edges of the walkway. There appear to be large... contraptions, thinks cogs and so on, and then the chain seems to carry down along the edge of this large hole. In terms of the hole, you can sort of see just towards the edges of the walkway. There is a railing, like it's not evil Doom Fortress Death Star style where there's no railing.
Maybe evil, just by health and safety standards.
The colour seems to be, broadly speaking, a lot of golds.
In keeping with the Jupiter lot.
Yes. Worth mentioning about those sort of mechanisms on the side. They don't look especially complicated. They're just massive. They're just really big. You do see that there is another tunnel sort of further along on either side that leads into this one. So presumably there are other corridors similar to the one that you've come in. Now to describe what's happening within this room. There's a lot of corpses strewn around the place for the start.
That's not great.
Oh, man.
Ruins the vibe a little bit.
Yeah.
For every single sort of Cult of Mars follower that appears to be slain, there appears to be two or three of the Jupiter lot.
They were rubbish.
Yeah, this Jupiter lot are up to
much. Rubbish, are they?
They appear to have been, like, they appear to be losing badly. You can see distance towards further around the walkway, not the very far side. Yeah. There are still the remains of the fight. The fight has come in from apparently all directions simultaneously. Well, and they are all having a big old Barney, but it's clear that the Jupiter lot are trying to sort of form up with their shields, and they're not getting a chance to do so, and they are rapidly losing this fight, is immediately obvious.
Boy, Grizzop, is amateur hour down here.
That is your 6 seconds. What do you do with your action? You have run in, you still have... you used your move action to run in. It's that simple.
What's Cicero up to?
Cicero, because of the way the mechanics work, has currently run in and is looking around at all of this stuff and appears to be pallid, like white. I shouldn't be describing this for you because Grizzop's technically not in there yet.
For the
room. Cicero is there trying to take in the situation and he's just like... Oh dear, this isn't something that he seems to have been ready for.
Cicero, what is this? End of my 6 seconds, I assume.
Uh-huh. He gets the free action as well for 6 seconds of... it looks like a coup! That's his 6 seconds. So you still have an action left. Do you want to move further? Do you want to do anything with it?
Oh, I thought I'd use my moves. Oh,
you've used your move, but you still have the rest.
Can I move further then?
Yep, you could use the rest of it as another move.
Move towards the fighting.
Okay. I'm going to say that the nearest side for fighting is on the right-hand side.
Let's go right.
Okay. In which case then, Grizzop, you are up. You run into the room, seeing exactly the same thing. Cicero is stood there just...
mechanically.
And frozen. You can see Sasha is already bombing it towards the nearest killing.
Oh yeah, you're right.
How far away is the nearest killing? In, you know, feet maybe?
Hypothetically, you can definitely get a shot of.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to make an attack. Do I get both of my base attack bonus attacks? The standard
it
action?
Depends. So you don't get your two base attack ones. So you can either move and do a single attack or full attack, which is where you get multiple attacks off.
Sure.
Other ways that you can is there are some archer feats that let you do it, like fighter style, and the rogue, like, you know, the two-handed weapon thing that Sasha does is another way to get another attack in. But I don't know if you have either of those applicable.
Am I still using my super weapon of divine choice?
Yeah.
Oh, then I have speed. I can make a second attack anyway. I forgot that I had, yeah, speed on it. So, yeah.
Since when do you have speed on this?
Since I got two of them, I'm applying...
Oh, God, you get two!
That's how I was rolling four.
Yeah!
I did the rapid shot.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, these guys suddenly get bigger shields.
No.
It's fine.
Rude. That's very rude. Oh, yeah, and it was holy, because I know they're evil.
Yes.
So...
Who are you attacking?
I mean, the Cult of Mars, like, the closest person.
That's fine.
No, actually, a bit deeper, so that Sasha gets the closest person.
Yay!
Oh, okay, cool. That's perfectly doable.
Cool, and I don't get any penalties for shooting to melee.
That's fine.
Right, so these are two attacks at 14. 20 and a 25.
20 and a 25, let's have a look. Both hit.
Cool, so because it's holy and they're evil, I get an extra 2d6 on the damage. So the first one does 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
Is that one still up?
Yep.
And the second one does 10.
Still up.
Okay.
Oh my.
Yeah, 20 whole hit points at this point. I feel like Alex might have scaled them up slightly.
Oh,
it's almost like, I mean, there is no malevolent god slowly increasing the difficulty of everything that you encounter gradually or anything. But if there were, that might be what has happened.
And that's me.
Okay. Cool. In that case, then, the guard raises a cry of alarm.
Competent people, watch out!
And immediately you see everyone within earshot sort of clocks you two. But they don't disengage with the people that they're currently fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But you do see, way back behind, sort of like coming in from... You know I said Sasha ran off to the right? Off to the left, mm-hmm. They appear to be finishing up their people and running round. So they will be hitting Grizzop before they hit Sasha. Do you see what I mean?
Awkward, and yes.
Now, Cicero immediately sort of goes over to Grizzop, waits for Grizzop to get the shots off, and just goes, "You can't let them release anything. Don't let them release anything. Doesn't matter who. Don't let them release anything."
We'll finish this off first, and then we'll get into that.
He starts hurrying off towards Sasha.
Oh, dear. Someone to look after.
The Cult of Jupiter do their thing. Bear with me.
See, the listeners can't see... the Alex eyebrow dunk.
No, it pleases me because sometimes I want NPCs to do badly.
Yeah.
And then I roll only once higher than a 10.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Come on, Jupiter.
The Jupiter lot are getting annihilated. It becomes very clear that they don't deal with surprise well, and pretty much all of their tactics seem to be based on, you know, knowing what's coming, forming up and dealing with it.
Everyone get in a line and walk slowly towards the enemy.
Guarding a house, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is not... Don't have those people guard your house, whether your house has dragons in or, like, a nice TV. You know?
For what it's worth, Alex has thought about this and does know how the tactics would work. Unfortunately, they haven't, and I'll never show them to you.
No, they're for defending a siege, aren't they? Because all the pathways are really wide, so they're like, I've made a shield line. You'll never get in.
If, as long as people were coming from the front, literally no one would ever get in this room.
Still a terrible plan.
Oh, it's not great. But, you know, tactics move on.
Yep.
Sasha, you're back up.
Yep.
You are not squared off. You would need another move, but you could move and attack and do your flip thing if you want.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say, move somersault over one of them and stab them in the back of the neck?
Yeah, you can do that, but you are only getting the stab. You're not getting the stab.
No, I am actually getting stab. I'm just not getting stab. I get two of
them. Alex is consulting his crib notes that he has now saved to his desktop.
I've got them here, matey.
Oh, it's all right. I got them here.
I got them here.
I believe you're correct.
Read
yes.
them and do mental maths. Which to me is basically the same as...
Ideally, what I need you to do is fail your acrobatics, because if that's the case, then all of this is a moot point anyway.
Yep. Well, let's try that.
Not a one.
I'm afraid I did not. That is a 30.
That's fine. They physically cannot hit that.
I've got 33.
You should definitely just, before working out the single digits, be like, I got somewhere in the 20s. 30s? That far? 40s? Is that all right?
She even does like a little bow when she lands.
God, I'm so much better.
Unfortunately, because of the levels that you are and the way that Sasha is built, I now have a thing with the acrobatic rolls are very simple. I cannot send anything against you that can get you unless you roll a 5 or less, because if it can hit you higher, it's so overpowered, it can one-hit kill both of you.
But, like, I've always assumed that she would go down in, like, a one-hit kill. Like...
Sure, but then they'll go after Grizzop, and Grizzop will go down as well. Like, when we're talking big, I'm talking, like, crunch down, dead, 50 hit points down.
I apologise for breaking the world.
No, it's all good. I allowed this. It just raised the stakes. So you do your flip, do your attacks.
Yep. First one is with an attack bonus of 9, and fortunately for you, I only get 6, so that is 15.
That is a miss.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a 28.
That's a hit.
Ooh. The third one was a natural 1.
Good to know. So roll me the positive hit first.
I managed to roll 2 ones and a 2.
Good.
So 12.
12.
I'm okay. Sorry, guys.
It's more than I did on my single hit.
And on your natural 1, I'm being cruel.
Yep.
And Ben's going to be like, what? I don't care. Yeah. Just roll with it. As you're stabbing in, they manage to disarm your offhand with the fumble.
Just one of my normal
Technically
daggers.
Speaking, it should be a full action, but I think that's nonsense because it means that everyone has to spend a full action to go, haha, and then you immediately go.
I think technically fumbles are house rules anyway. So.
Yeah, I kind of... I like fumbles to open the door for stuff.
Now.
Yep, it's true. You're burning through them.
Oh no, my offhand. Shing.
Grizzop, you are up.
Do I also notice the ones on the left are clearing up and are running towards us?
Yeah.
Right, I turn round and I shoot 4
there
arrows.
There are 5 of them.
Okay, well, hopefully I kill, you know, 1 each time. Otherwise, oh no.
Good luck, Grizzop.
Can't 5-foot step out of this.
Oh dear.
Are they closer than 30 foot?
No.
Thank goodness, because that means they probably can't get to me, but also I don't get my plus 1. Right, 21.
Hit.
Higher than 21, a 15.
Miss.
And a 15.
Miss.
Okay, so I get 2 on my main. That is 12.
Brains smear all over the studio.
12 non-holy, 5 holy.
The guard that you hit... takes it. He doesn't drop down. Takes it and he's like, but he still seems to be alive.
I'm going to finish him off.
Okay.
Yeah, action economy is far more important in the system. I roll something and probably kill him. I mean, it's 8 non-holy and then 9 divine.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I thought I would. That's a lot of damage.
Good.
Yeah.
So you take one of them, the other 4 continue charging towards
Miserable. You. Miserable, they're still outside of 30 foot.
It also becomes clear that one of the remaining 4 that are charging at you is some kind of captain. They have different regalia to
But you should have told me.
Oh, they were hidden by the others first.
Oh, he's feeling mean because we beat up his first encounter. So now he's screwing around with our theatre of the mind.
The Mars lot close the distance to Grizzop first. It's their turn.
Okay, are they double moving? Unless their speed is more than 30 foot, otherwise...
They are all double moving.
Brilliant, they don't get to attack. They're charging.
True.
Only one of them gets to charge. Because they can't... If one of them charges in, the others can't draw line of sight, I think. Is that true?
So, technically speaking, it gets a bit mushy. It heads into... I'm only able to rule this because I know how it works in great detail because of Bertie.
That's fine.
So charging, you have to be able to draw a straight line.
Yeah.
The issue is the walkway is wide enough that at least 3 can charge, but not all of them can charge. You are correct in that. And the captain, because he's at the back, can't charge.
All right. As you would say, you've thrown me a bone.
So you can be subjected to 3 charges,
Boo.
Not 4.
Boo.
Be glad that the captain was at the back.
My AC's 21. Bring it.
Boo.
They probably might.
Oh, I'm really. I probably might hurt you.
Take that. The first one is a hit, so
damn
that
it.
One gets a hit. The other two both rolled natural ones. I'm going to roll to find out how badly they fumble.
Throw the spears into the pit. You've
established the precedent of fumbling here.
They both roll really badly on the fumbles as well.
They poop their pants and fall down.
So the first one...
Stop bringing your stellar stuff in here.
So the first one takes a big old swing at you with their heffing massive sword.
Don't like any of this.
No, you won't.
Oh, shoot. I've only got 49 hit points left.
49?
I'm still almost down to... I'm like 60% hit points, which is not ideal.
49, though?
Yeah, but also I'm a paladin. Why didn't I lay on hands? I'm an idiot.
I'm on 17, mate.
That's very bad.
Yeah. Oh, don't die, Grizzop.
Well, I might. So there.
You can't stop me.
So, deals 12 damage.
Okay.
Crunch! Big old hit by a big old sword.
Okay, so I am down to 37.
The rest of the Mars lot did not coordinate. They all charge and charge at the same square. So the first one gets his... Yeah. One of them loses their sword in the scuffle. The other one loses a shield in the scuffle.
Whoa!
However, it's because they all three went in at the exact same thing. I'm going to give you one extra detail, which is the captain's not happy. Okay, at which point I am going to jump to... Cicero catches up to Sasha.
What? Why? No, what?
And then starts skirting around the fight in some way.
Is he doing a proper, like, against the wall kind of, like, sides?
I mean, Pete, no one is interested in him. No one is interested in him at all.
A million schoolboys of the English grammar system over 5 centuries long.
Oh, my God! So I've rolled another 3 natural ones.
What?
No, what?
For the
Alex,
cult of
take
Jupiter.
This
is my favourite dice. I'm now using it for all of the things I need a natural one on.
What?
Good. Cool. So the Jupiter lot are pretty much finished. Like, they have been completely overwhelmed in a matter of seconds.
This might be it for our...
intrepid.
Intrepid heroes.
Yeah.
Deary me.
At which point then, I'm going to take a break, but everyone's still alive. That seems fine.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
And we're back in. With that in mind then, Sasha, you are up. You are now the only person that is not a Cult of Mars person in your current fight. There are two other Cult of Mars people in addition to the one you just flipped over.
I flip away. Are they all close to
yes.
each other? Yeah, I'm going to run off and throw a bomb at them.
Give me the acrobatics check. I assume you're flipping back towards Grizzop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, that was another 19, so that's another
Next time you're doing acrobatic, like, can you use this specific dice?
I'm not using your haunted
the
dice.
The cursed dice.
Great.
It's 19 plus 16, so that's
yeah,
like
you're fine.
35.
You're fine. You acrobatics out easily.
Do a flip
you don't get
pirouette.
To do a double move, so you're not literally on top of Grizzop,
right.
but you are still like back in. Romy, the attack on the bomb. You can throw it at the one that you were stabbing originally, and the splash damage will affect the other two.
Yes, I will do that.
That is fine. Do it.
Oh, my word!
What is it? What is
it's
it?
A two.
Good.
Boom.
Oh, my word. Okay, so that's only an 11. Oh, Sasha, you could have saved it. Like, you could genuinely have saved it.
You're still going to do splash damage.
Roll splash damage only.
I don't think you roll splash damage.
I don't.
Oh, is it a flat?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What's the splash damage?
It's probably a 3.
Yeah.
Where's the bomb?
Yeah. She's gotten out of too many scrapes. This is like...
overconfidence has killed us both. We're like, we've got this. Oh, no.
There's so many people and they're fractionally harder. Yeah, you managed to get some splash damage on the others, which shakes them a little bit. I mean, they've never seen bombs before. That's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You hear them, one of them yell out, magic, magic. They all just start chasing towards you. Grizzop, you are up. You have seen that happen. So you're currently facing off against one guard.
Yeah.
With two guards behind that one, suboptimally placed because they're idiots, with a captain behind them. There are then another three charging towards you from the right-hand side with Sasha between you and them.
Can I, with a single move, kill line of sight?
You would provoke an attack of opportunity because you're currently being squared up to at least one person.
I am in a real sticky wicket.
There is no cover in this room apart from the massive contraptions.
Yes, okay. I can lay on hands myself as a swift action, so I'm going to do that because I need the hit points.
Okay, Grizzop touches himself as a swift action.
You are just the worst.
My statement was factually accurate.
It is factually accurate. Woo, that's 20 hit points back. Screw you!
Now you'll live long enough to see Sasha die.
Oh, man. I'll make sure she goes to heaven, not heaven, to the Elysian Fields.
She's going to be waiting so long for everyone else.
Right, so I'm on 57 hit points again, for those people counting.
It's me, I'm counting.
And
see, it's like the only stat you track.
I'm a swift. If I attack the captain,
mm-hmm.
I'll take an attack of opportunity
mm-hmm.
from one person.
Mm-hmm. Because the other two
Fine.
Must it up.
Because I'm going to do 4 attacks against the captain, and unless this person has combat reflexes, I'm going to take 1 attack of opportunity, and I'm banking on them not.
Let me double check. I feel like Alex might have counted on you.
But that's okay, because I don't know this. I can't see their stat sheet, and I think... Yeah, so I'm going to pump arrows into the captain until the captain falls down. Then I'm going to move on to the person hurting me.
You're not against the captain.
Yes.
This guy doesn't have combat reflexes.
Luke's, no, don't do
I shouldn't
feats.
Tell you that, but yeah.
Luke's don't do feats.
Luke's don't do feet.
Cool. And the captain is with 30 foot, right?
Yes.
Still using my bonus to add damage, so I've got 3 at 10 and 1 at 5.
That's fine.
Don't worry, listeners. I also lost track quite a while ago.
Oh, right. Goodness, 24.
24?
Yep.
Hits.
26.
Whee!
Hits.
22.
Hits.
Yay!
And then I roll a 3, so not that. All right, so the captain takes... Right, so 8 non-divine, 10 divine.
8 non-divine, 10 divine.
Yep.
They're still up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. 13.
For this specific character, you don't need to fret about separating
I've
out.
I've already done it. 13 non-divine, 8 divine.
You're looking at 21?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a total of 39 damage.
Yep.
The captain is still up.
Right, what? Then he takes the third arrow.
Yep.
So that is... 18. That's a lot of damage.
Captain is still up.
What?
Give me a perception check for free.
Ooh, you are so generous. That is a 21.
You have torn through what is his armor, in inverted commas, which seems the same as most of the other Mars lot, just a little bit fancier.
Have I boromir'd him?
Yes. Like crunk, 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 crunk. Making dead eye contact with you, he reaches up, grabs the collar of his breastplate, tears the whole thing off, revealing underneath super posh clothing.
What?
Roman posh?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It looks, you know. Again, it looks to you that whoever this person is not what they were originally dressing as, maybe.
Ben asks, is it purple?
He has a bunch of purple underneath.
Okay, fine. Also, you have an attack of opportunity on me.
I do.
21 is your...
Come on, Mook.
He's rolling his one dice, so he is being kind.
No, what did I do? I rolled a 3. I used the wrong dice.
Yes.
You have betrayed me.
You're
in fairness,
it is
the betrayer's dice, so that gets its own special little spot.
That's a crazy dice.
Okay, the betrayer's dice goes there. We're going to have to break out the killing dice.
Oh,
that's better.
Okay, well, that was me.
Cool.
That was my first attack.
So, at which point, the Mars lot. The one who took the attack of opportunity takes a swing at you, just a full attack.
Yep.
What's your AC again?
21.
Misses twice. The other two, 5 foot step, flanking you.
Yeah. He's making the good eyes. The Barker brothers strike again.
He's doing...
They're so rubbish! Barker number one rolled 2 natural ones and the other one didn't roll higher than a 5.
Sorry, Barkers.
Sorry, the Backus brothers.
Does this one just have a heart attack
what?
At this point?
What?
Just like,
what are you doing?
I'm too stressed.
I don't understand.
What are you doing?
Is that the captain?
No, I'm rolling to see how badly...
Oh, yeah.
Flump. Okay.
Alex, do you want another dice?
Thankfully, no, I used the other one. It's fine. Who will now be known as Fumblus? So, Fumblus sidesteps and goes... Doesn't drop all of his weapons, but has attacked, like... heavily wildly to the point where it isn't even counting as flanking for you. They found themselves facing the wrong way. They tried some kind of tumble and are just literally... I know Pathfinders were
but
they literally have just, like, they're exposing themselves to you fully, having completely got it wrong.
That is rude.
You heard.
That is rude. Fumblus? Fumblus, please.
Yeah. Is the other one called Brutor?
No. Maximus, who I've arbitrarily named, far more boringly, Maximus just sidesteps and just does a bad job.
Well, I'm a really, really hard to hit person. I'm a dodgy, clattery plate boy.
Hey, I'm
clattery plate boy Grizzle.
Every
also
sense.
I'm only dodgy in the acrobatic sense.
All kinds of dodgy.
Give me a will save, please.
Rude.
Result.
But also I'm a paladin, so yes. 21.
21?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bloomin' hope that DC is high enough.
They reach out, hold a hand to you with their sword in their other hand, and start chanting something. They're clearly attempting some magic on you. You throw it off.
I will stick my tongue out at him.
He is furious. And by furious, I mean, like, puce. The guy has a completely bald head.
It's like an aristocratic gentleman who didn't immediately get what he wanted.
He is not happy. Meanwhile, the three chasing Sasha, so they can close the distance and get an attack off on you because you had to waste one of your move actions tumbling over them.
Yeah.
So I will have them run up to you.
Oh my!
Well, there's a 20.
Is that a 20?
I'm going to roll to confirm before I roll the other attacks.
Yes.
What's your AC?
My AC, I think it's 20.
Oh my! That's a confirmed crit.
No.
Second attack. 20, yeah, that's a miss. That's a miss. So,
like I say, she's only got 17
hit
points.
Yeah, that could do you.
I could be dead now.
One of them has a confirmed crit on you.
Oh, what's the crit range or crit multiplier on their weapon?
Could Jin really
That's a good question.
Yeah, is it times two or times three?
In this weird...
It's times three.
Yeah.
That really could...
No, there's no way she's getting out.
And because of the weapon that they're using, which I'm not going to reveal at this stage...
Oh, no, if they roll...
There's no reflex save?
They roll a d10.
Oh, if they roll big damage, you could just be dead.
Yeah, I could well
like,
be dead.
Beheaded or something.
Okay,
I'm kind of antsy.
I
expected it to
I
go,
know.
You
it's
know?
Not how I expected it to go either, but it is possible for them to
this
one hit
great.
Kill you.
Yeah.
This is great. This is role-playing game.
This is
Actually, Alex is going to double check, because if he gets the stats wrong at this point, he's going to be in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, you do not want to mistake
him. That is the AC, right?
Yeah. So, this guard is wielding a spear, so they're actually rolling a d8. They're not wielding a sword, and they're getting additionals, obviously.
What?
But that's a
beefy, are they?
That's a times three on the crit.
Are they a Mars beefy boy?
Okay. This is fine, right?
Okay, this is a times three multiplier on a d8. Plus
so,
a figure.
Yeah. A little less.
D8 plus strength times three. Oh no, give us the number, Alex.
So we're starting with a 7.
Oh no, that's... No,
so
she's
that's,
gone.
That's
she is
21 immediately.
Yeah.
Only a 2.
Yeah.
No, as in you roll multiple times, you don't just take the figure and...
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Okay, so 9.
And then a 4.
Okay, so you're 13.
Plus 9.
Ooh. So that's, 22.
That's it. It is just a mook.
22. Okay,
but they get a 22
down,
hit.
Not
dead.
You're bleeding out.
So I will describe.
Out. Surrounded by.
I will describe this one.
It's bad.
The spear plunges into your back and out through the front of your shoulder.
Ooh.
It's not a mortal wound.
Yeah.
But it is like crunch out through the jacket.
It's done for you.
Yep.
Shunted back
down.
In.
Actually, she doesn't go down because she's pinned on it. Ah, she just dangles.
Ooh.
Right up until.
Okay. I'm looking the other way.
Yeah, I really hope that Sister.
Oh, it is Pathfinder.
You have eyes on
you. Have
oh,
eyes.
No,
every
I
single
have a character's halo of eyes.
A, every character's a beholder, remember? Pathfinder. Okay, in that case then.
Oh my word.
Yes, the fact that I'm a divine hunter specifically has a thing for this.
What?
I have ranged lay on hands. Distant mercy. 40-foot lay on hands for 2 uses.
Yeah, that works. You can't use it yet because it's not your turn.
I know.
Can you please give me a roll?
No! Retcon! Paladin sacrifice! Retcon! Paladin sacrifice! I've used all my actions. I can't do it. Is it a reaction?
Yes!
Can we
do?
Can I just take the hit, please?
I need to check something quickly.
Okay.
I'd like to take this damage back to the shop.
See, the problem...
Yes. I got this damage. I don't like it.
Now, the problem you've got is that you've already used your swift action, so I need to make sure that it's...
Pathfinder is too complicated.
Okay, it's an immediate action.
Okay.
So what that means is, in this case, yes. You are using your swift action from your next turn to use an immediate action now, but you
can
technically
do that.
Do
brilliant.
It. Remind listeners what it is, because you've literally never used it before now.
Cool. Okay, so basically if they're within range and it's 25 foot plus 5 foot per 2 paladin level.
Yes, which is just about within.
Yeah, because I'm level 8, so it's an extra 20 foot, so it's 45 foot.
Yes, she's 40 feet away. If you weren't level 8, you wouldn't have made it.
Good. And if we weren't level 8, we probably wouldn't be...
This is valid point.
Yeah, and I take all the damage. I mean, in this case, because I can get in front of the damage or a failed save, but I just take all the damage. I take that 22. I am actually stabbed.
I'm going to retcon this then. All the blood rushes back into her body.
I just like the fact that she's at like the pearly gates, but they're actually a customer service desk in Primark.
Computer says no.
It's just, but I don't want this.
Can I have it?
Could
it
just?
Have you got the receipt? I do actually.
I do. What? I didn't think I did.
You know, that's fine. Yeah, we can make that work.
We've got a 28-second refund from the policy, so we're good.
It's fine. We can resell that damage to some goblin somewhere. Okay, cool. In which case, then it plunges in. You feel it go in.
Oh yeah.
At which point, there's a big, strong flash of light as the spear is retracted. Grizzop, whoom! Blood gushes out from your shoulder.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That is her actual reaction.
And if you look at me, I am turned around with a hand outstretched.
I got you. Okay.
So I'm down to 35.
Cicero does a thing that no one is paying attention to, I can tell you that now.
Okay, cool.
The Jupiter Lot are definitely dead. They rolled just all of the ones. They're dead, dead. There is the sound of multiple approaching guards from multiple points in the room, but they're all having to come either to the left or the right, you know, because it's a big circular pit, basically. With that in mind then, Sasha, you're up.
I'm gonna flee and end up back at Grizzop. We're back to back. Right. Whatever happened there? Thanks.
Magic Artemis, fine. Kill.
Okay.
Okay, at which point then, Grizzop, you are up. Kill. Back to back with Sasha. So you have, at the moment, a guard faced off against you face on, guards to the left of you, guards to the right.
Stuck in the middle with me.
And here is the captain behind all of them, casting stuff.
I shoot the captain.
Okay.
I'm taking a full round. Yeah, I'm just going for it, because if I kill the captain, they might break, and if not, I'm just going to murder them all.
I strongly advise you to do really, really well.
I intend to.
Okay. Tell you what, would you like to use my dice, actually?
Nope.
Nope.
Keep it to yourself.
I've lost my natural one dice. Where has it gone?
Ah!
There he is!
I have it! I'm going to use it. No, because I don't believe in this kind of rubbish. And even if it gets me killed, I'm going to try and disprove Bryn wrong.
Good. Today's the day.
Right.
Ben dies to my dice today.
Do you know what? I'm even going to make it the lowest one. So I'm still doing extra damage to him because...
Don't misuse my dice.
Yep, so that's a plus 5 and a plus 10.
Okay.
It's a 9, so it's actually a perfectly fine roll on that one.
For a total of...
Oh, no, I'm not hitting.
Okay.
It's 14.
Stop sullying my my natural one dice with your non-natural
one. Speaking of, a different dice for a natural one, because it's entirely random because they're lumps of plastic. So that's
unless you get posh dice. So there's a natural one in there. Yep.
Yeah, a 15, which is not going to hit.
Yep.
But I also have a 21.
Ooh, a 21 might. Let's do a double check.
Blooming hope. He's not wearing any blooming armour.
Yeah.
It's almost like there's other stuff going on.
Other stuff?
Exactly, well said.
And if he's a spellcaster, he's probably not very dexterous. So, you know, even mage arms probably all right.
What was the AC?
21.
Yeah, you got lucky. He pulled his armor off, and that brings it down.
Yeah, good.
You're right. Please roll well, because they're clearly going to fireball us.
Cool. So that is 10, 19. Come on, that's paladin hit points.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Come on.
That would have killed Sasha.
You plunge one arrow straight into their chest. Straight into their chest.
As I do, I'm going, die!
They drop down to one knee.
Die!
They are, like, hemorrhaging blood.
Die!
Excellent.
Then they look up.
No!
And stand up.
No!
Clearly sort of staggering left and right. I'm going to throw you, an additional thing here, which is, mechanically, clearly they have something going on and should be dead. Like, there is an arrow... pretty much through where their heart should be, they should be dead, and they might even bleed out next round.
Are they doing like some unhappy puppet stuff, or...?
No.
Okay, yes.
They are just like... and they're like bulging veins are pulsing out from their head. Yeah. But natural ones, not evil
mechanically,
tentacle
things. It's either a spell or a class ability, which is like...
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
absolutely.
Cool. All right,
but you
fine.
Wouldn't know enough
that's
to know.
That's me. That's done. I don't get swift action.
At which point, then, the Mars Lot attack... This is going to be so bad.
Because we're with allies now, I think that's helping.
You're not getting flanked. All three of the ones attacking Grizzop attack Grizzop.
That makes sense.
With a hit, a miss.
Okay.
Rolling to confirm. What's your AC?
21.
Doesn't confirm. Okay, so that's two hits. 11 damage from the mook.
Oh, that's fine, whatever.
It's not whatever, I'm lying. It's all a front, don't tell Alex.
At which point
down
the captain...
To 24.
The captain stares at Grizzop with pure fury, raises up a hand that is not holding the sword, and you're expecting some big show of thing. Just points a finger straight at Grizzop. Give me a fortitude save.
I'm really good at this one. I've got a plus 10, everyone.
You better be good at this one.
That was a 26. Screw you.
Oh! A bolt of pure burning energy fires straight from his finger, straight at Grizzop.
Yeah.
There is a bright flash of white light, maybe tinged with a little bit of green, who knows? And at the end of it, you're still standing.
Staring at him. It coruscates an inch off me, an inch away from my skin.
He gives a roar that you might be able to make out the words, "Kill the monster," and then he begins to back off as quick as he can.
As a riposte, "Much obliged!" Oh! And I don't get to act yet.
Chris, I'm so cool!
The three who are chasing Sasha.
Yeah, attack.
Charge, charge, charge.
Yeah, they're quite...
How do you like it? How do you like it?
All mark up. Let's keep trying. What was your AC?
Oh, it's 20.
All three charge successfully and then miss their attacks. You now, for context, Captain's running away, two of you are back-to-back, each of you has one facing off on you and then are flanked on either side, not mechanically, but you are, like, back-to-back, completely surrounded on all sides. I think that's a good place to end an episode. I think that's a really good place to end an episode, and I think things are only going to go well from here.
This is unacceptable.
This right here is why you need a Hamid to just shoot his own feet.
Absolutely unacceptable.
This is excellent. I am very happy with this.
Bye.
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 Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Lowry Ann Davis. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Ben. 8 characters that have that voice.
Matthew Berry.
1.
Someone from a game show.
2.
Someone from that other game show.
3.
Someone from that 90s game show.
4.
Come on down.
5.
New from JML.
6.
You too could own this massive yacht.
7.
Some sort of comedy sketch.
8. I always go, and welcome to the National Lottery Prize Draw.
Yeah.
Because it's Saturday in 1994.
Yes. You've come home and you're having beans on toast.
Yes, you are. Knight Rider's finished, but it's not yet time for Noel's house party.
Oh, God, Noel's house party.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.